The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the first show of the new year without Robin today. Robin is she's been feeling under the weather since Christmas. She had a little spill, tripped over a cord on Christmas Day, and she hurt her hip somehow or another. So not only that, but the grandkids and kids are all sick with the colds, and Robin hit that too. I'm the only one in the family that's avoided a cold. So we'll see what happens later in the show. She may get up for the muzzleloader contest in the next hour, but you know, right now we're going to let her rest. So I hope you will understand and endure a show with just me today for a while anyway. So we wish Robin well, and we hope that she's feeling better real soon. So, I don't know. We may see her. We may not. So, that's the story with that. Happy New Year, everybody! I was gonna go out with some fun last night. Just kind of, you know, relax a little bit, watch the celebration, and well, earlier in the evening, apparently, I got a hold of some bad food from somewhere. And wound up with food poisoning last night. Hit me about 11 o'clock. So my night has not been all that well. So if I sound a little weak this morning, probably am a little dehydrated and, you know, not the way I wanted to start the new year, but here we are. I'm here to be your host of the Outdoorsman Radio Show and talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and firearms and whatever you want to talk about. So let's get the show started. Our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And you call that number to enter the final muzzleloader contest of the year. This is for December. You know, we were out on Christmas Day. We had a pre-recorded show for those of you who are regular listeners, and I hope you enjoyed it. It was a rebroadcast of the show we did on the first day of deer season with Brian Eiler. And I hope you learned a lot, because I did. So just give us a call here, 410-922-6680. You'll leave your name and phone number with Chris, our producer, Chris Klaproth. He's standing by. And he will then transfer his list to us. We will print them out. Everybody's name will be assigned a number, even the ones that emailed. And Robin will put them in her random number generator and pick a winner. This is a nice muzzleloader. This is a CVA. Optimus stainless steel with camo stock, and I was looking at social media last night, and somebody said, I need to get a new muzzleloader for hunting Sika deer. What do you recommend? And I mean, overwhelmingly, Optima, Acura, you know, they were talking about CVA. My response was anything made by CVA. So, you know, I believe in them. I do, but I've got to tell you a story. So the Thursday before Christmas, eve of Christmas Eve, I managed to get out to the woods for a little bit. And lo and behold, on the neighbor's property, I saw some deer moving through the field. And there seemed to be more than just a couple of them. It turned out there were five does and one of my target bucks. And the target buck was injured. He was injured from the first day, if not before. And my grandson had an opportunity at him out of my stand, and being not new to using or being new to using a slug gun and being safe, actually, he did not have a slug in the chamber, and he pulled the trigger on an empty chamber, and he said it was a sickening click, and I imagine it was. So the deer, it took 40 minutes for this deer to work their way off the neighbor's property through the tree line behind the pine trees, into the pine trees, and the does came out in the field. I mean, easy peasy chip shot on the does. But the buck was so slow and so injured that he took a long time getting out and into the field where I could see him. And I saw he was on the edge, but I just couldn't get a crack at him. There's a lot of branches in my way from my tree stand to the field. Finally, he stepped out. And I don't know if I rushed the shot or what happened, but I took the shot. And he slowly walked away, walked off the field towards the does. And I kept saying to him, go down, go down, go down. And it didn't happen. So I got out of the stand and reloaded, went around to the field where I had seen him, and they were already gone. And so what to do? So I called A.J. Barlinski, who has blood tracking dogs of Maryland. And A.J. had a fellow over here, Matt Myers, pretty close, in Ridgely, and we're going to Queen Anne's County. So Matt brought his wired-haired dachshund over, Millie, and we tracked for 3 hours. And Millie would get on a trail and go, and she'd go on another trail and go. And finally we just said, look, we've been back to the site where I shot at the deer, three different times. She hasn't picked up on any hair, any blood, any sign of any kind. So, after 3 hours of intense searching with the dog, I think we should probably call it a miss. And Matt agreed with me. So we called it a miss, and that was it. I haven't gotten out this week at all, as much as I would have liked to. Maybe one afternoon, I can't remember. Yeah, I guess I did. Saw one button buck that was not endangered. So that was my story for deer season. So we'll see what happens next week. Next week is the extended firearm season, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in counties where you can hunt on Sundays. And we will just go from there. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You know, I was hoping you had a great holiday and you were on the radio. I knew the first day of the year, I thought, oh, start my year off right.
Yeah.
And congratulations on all your years on the radio.
Well, thank you.
And, life is so unpredictable. But I want to say this, I've been thinking. I believe between the heart and the brain, there's a connection. I call it the button of recall. And when things are not going so good,
yeah,
you can push that button of recall and remember the good times, the loving times,
absolutely,
the happy times that you had in your life, and you can bring them right into the moment of the present time.
That's true.
And enjoy them again.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to have to do in 2022. We're going to have to push the recall button for those times.
I think you're right. I mean, we have a president who vowed to stamp out this pandemic virus, and guess what? sometimes the virus is smarter than you and I. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but we've heeded the advice. We're both vaccinated, and Robin is boosted. I am not, but I've never had any issues of any kind throughout this whole thing. And, with everybody being sick, I've not gotten the cold that the kids have had, and the kids have been in my lap and, been around their parents. And so I'm just blessed in that way. And I don't know if that's so I could be here today or what that's all about. But
well, who knows?
Maybe, yeah, exactly.
You're on the medications for other things that you're dealing with that is helping you avoid the virus.
That's true. And I do. I mean, I take the zinc supplement and I take vitamin D. And, I've done that since the very beginning. And,
right.
I mean, even being in the house with Robin when she had COVID in 2019 for 3 weeks. I never got anything more than a sniffle. Mm-hmm. So you know, who knows? But I'm just blessed like that. So
yes,
I'll take it.
You would be talking today.
Exactly. Say it again.
We're blessed to even be having a conversation.
Exactly.
The first
yes.
day of the new year.
Yes, exactly. You're right. So.
All right. Well, I hope Robin gets better.
Well, I do too. You might hear a little later on, and same to you and your family. Happy New Year! And you
well,
know,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's hope.
Oh,
things...
and that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories. I can push my recall button.
There you go. Yeah, there have been a lot of great memories on this show, no
yes.
question. A lot of good guests, a lot of good conversations. So it'll be a part of me forever. So.
All right.
Thanks, Fran.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Tim, please. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I just called to get in the muzzleloader contest. Wish you a happy new year.
Okay. Well, you're in. And Happy New Year to you.
You too also. Me and my buddy have been listening to you every Saturday most of the time. And good show. We like listening to you. I don't call too much. I'm not much of a talker. But
well, I'm glad you got in the contest.
Yeah, I did. I did last year. Also won the hat.
Yeah.
I got a hat.
Yeah, Eastern Shore hat.
Eastern Shore hat. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, I appreciate that. So, thanks for the call, man.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, and I hope your Robin gets well.
You and I both. I have a sneaking suspicion she's going to be out here before too long. So.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
Yep, no question. Thank you, buddy. Happy New
Bye.
Year.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye-bye. Hey, I think we need to take a little break. I want to talk to you about a couple of shotguns. You know, waterfowl season is here. The focus is off the deer right now for the most part and back onto those waterfowl, geese and ducks, and the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet is the Browning A5. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades Camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's an autoloader shotgun, like I said, with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee. That's the A5. The other one I'd like to call to your attention for waterfowl is a gun that was built for waterfowl hunting, perfection, by Browning. It's called the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, the new power drive gas system reduces recoil. So if you'd like to take a look at these camo shotguns by Browning, the Maxus and the A5, stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. Now, swinging down to the shore. Swinging down to the shore. Winter will be here next week. And what I would like to tell you is, while the weather is good, stop by Backyard Billy's and start planning your yard for next year. You will see that they keep pretty much full inventory year-round. Giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find some swing sets there and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, and they offer free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, and all the accessories are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Also, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings and winter evenings, and now it's wintertime. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
Yep, there you go. So, you, any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir. It's just you and me.
Oh, wow. How about that?
And, of course, lots of people are listening.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure. Well, I had an opportunity to work with Matt Hollis of Legacy Waters on Thursday. We went to a farm in Caroline County, one of our listeners, one of my friends, as a matter of fact. And he had some issues. He had some invasive stuff surrounding one of his ponds, and Matt had found the solution for that. He's got a stand of trees that needs to come out of different places around the farm. These are these little gum trees that need to go, and there's a solution for that. He's got a pond that's filled in with cattails on one end and something else on the other, and Matt has a solution for that. So we're looking forward to working with the landowner and seeing what we can do to help him out. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to work with these county soil conservation agents to help, you know, help with the funding for some of these projects, because this Legacy Waters Environmental Services, I mean, they do everything to benefit the ponds, and, you know, they make them cleaner than they started with. And it's beneficial not only to the landowner to have his pond in good shape, but it's also a benefit to the Chesapeake Bay, because these farm ponds are, you know, the active filters to the bay. So, but they do lose their efficacy. If they become less efficient when they fill up with sludge, so you know, runoff, basically sediment, and you know, that's when your invasive species grow, that's when you lose shoreline and everything else. Well, Legacy Waters is good with that. And if you know, if you can't find their number, just call me. My phone number's on the website at ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll point you in the right direction. But that was fun. And then what else happened? Something else happened. Oh, yeah, yesterday I went to see my taxidermist, and I picked up my my deer head, my shoulder mount whitetail, my 6-point from last year. Shot that, if you recall, on December 7th, took a sick of stag in the morning, sick of deer stag in the morning, and a nice white tail in the afternoon. So we didn't mount the Sika. We got a Euro mount done on that. But Shannon Jones down here in Whitman did a great job on my white tail. So very happy with that. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy. What's going on?
Living the dream in Dunduck, buddy.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, you sound horrible.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the compliment.
I'm hoping your family gets better and all that, and, you know, the world gets better, and we have a good fishing season coming up this year.
You and I both. You and I both.
And maybe I'll talk to you later and see how I'm going to pick up that gun. Yeah,
all right.
I would assume it's a certificate, right?
No, it's a gun.
It's a real one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hand it to you if you win it.
Wow. Well, that means I got to get my picture took. Okay.
Well, you can get your picture took if you want. Sure.
All right, I'll take it. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
If I don't talk to you, I'll be listening to you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's all you got to do. 410 WCBM 680. Call in. Talk to Chris. I mean, you don't have to enter the contest, but if you'd like to, we'd be more than glad to write your name and number down. And just like we did with Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Fine. And yourself, Alan?
I'm good, Paul. What's going on?
You've been a little bit better. If I win the contest, I'm going to give my prize to Chris.
Are you really?
Yeah, for all he does.
Chris is a good man. He deserves it.
I better not say that because you guys will tell me that I have to give it to Chris then.
No. I think Chris is well covered with that. So, if you want to rescind your offer, you go right ahead.
I better go ahead and rescind. But the main reason I was calling is to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
You and Robin. And by the way, so I'm the guy that I'm the big promoter of chicken noodle soup.
Yes, I know.
So the chicken noodle soup will be good.
Yep.
And you know another thing I keep on hand now is, I sound like my grandmother or something, but it's always good to have in the house ginger ale.
Right. We've got it.
It's just nice to have it. It's the ginger. Nice for the stomach. You're not feeling well, right?
Well, I've got some kind of a food poisoning from yesterday. It's probably salmonella. So,
Is Robin got just a little under the weather though?
She's got a cold.
Well, she fell down.
Well, she didn't fall down. She twisted her hip, which, you know, wasn't good. She caught herself, but you know she's in some pain since Christmas Day. So, but she has the cold that the grandkids had. So.
Oh, well, like I said.
And everybody's tested, and nobody's positive for anything worse than a common cold. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I say, Happy New Year, and it's got to be a better one than 21, I hope.
We're going to have a great year. There's no question.
Okay, fantastic. That's what I like to hear.
Yep. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. There he goes, Paul. It's always nice to know that people are... you know, people are listening and they understand what you're going through and, you know, they send their well wishes. And to any of you feeling under the weather, I mean, we've known people who have, you know, lost family members to the first round of this horrific virus. And our hearts go out to the families because, you know, husbands are just lost without their wives and wives are just lost without their husbands. So 2020, 2021 have been brutal. And like everybody else, we look forward with hope to 2022 being better. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, you almost got a muzzleloader, buddy. I mean, Paul was ready, and then he jerked the rug out from under you. So.
Oh, well.
You know.
It just happens.
Yeah, I know. So, all hat, no cattle, right?
Yes, sir.
That's all right. Paul's a good man.
So. Yeah, exactly. I'm not worried about it because Sandy Collars was very, very good to me.
Uh-huh, exactly. I know. Yeah. Well, good. So, and how are your parents doing?
As well as can be expected for being 88 years old.
That's good. And you got to see him?
So. Yes, I did. I was able to spend a couple days with him.
Even better. Even better. So, yeah, we had the matriarch here Christmas Day, and, you know, with the miracles of modern technology, we can do group chats and, you know, Happy New Year on the phone and that type of thing, which happened last night. So we can see the kids anytime we want, you know, when they're awake. And so it's really nice. And the kids have learned that, you know, when Gammy or Pop-Pop are on the phone, that they look, you know, they can see us and they mimic our facial expressions, and they wave and all that. And Brinley just turned one this week on the 29th, so she's my girl. She's my buddy. She sits here with me, and we drink her bottle and share her snacks and, you know, that type of thing. Jameson, he's wild man in his twos, so he's all over the place playing. So, but all in all, we've got two great grandkids right here, so it's very good. Yep, let's talk to, let's do our second break, and then we'll talk to Dale from Easton. Sorry to keep you waiting, Dale, but we've got to take care of our sponsors, my man. Let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. You know, the hunting department is going full blast. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, and the waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Matthews and Hoyt are the two main compound bows, and Mission 10 Point and Wicked Ridge are the crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and even Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall. They have deer corn, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater title and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, and that will do it. We'll be right back after these recorded messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right, let's talk to Dale and Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, buddy?
Happy to be here, Alan, you and Robin.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry she's under the weather, but tell her hang in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's tough. I mean, she's tougher than she looks, you know?
I know it. So. Oh, I know it. So, Alan, my new favorite activity is in the morning when my grandson gets up, he'll come in here sometimes and rocky with Grandpa. So that's fun.
Yep, you're right about that, so...
Helen, there was an article in last month's Rifleman about that muzzleloader system that you would throw from the breech. Do you know much about that? Is it legal? I mean,
yeah, it's legal. I mean, the bullet loads from the muzzle.
Okay.
You know, and it is legal. It's just a powder charge is the one that.
Yeah, it's contained.
Yes, contained. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our sponsors don't have that at the moment.
Is it something that you think other manufacturers might consider? I was just curious.
Yeah, depends on whether they can work with the holder of the patent. I guess would be the way to say that. You know.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it would seem like it's would eliminate, make it a little more simple for people to utilize a muzzleloader.
Yep, that's true. So I don't know. We have a meeting coming up here next month, a conference call for the regulations for 2022, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be dealing with some pretty nasty stuff.
Is that system legal in Maryland?
As far as I know, it is, Dale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just curious. So.
Yep.
I have a suggestion that we briefly talked about the last time we had coffee together, but any way you can get some of your sponsors in. I found the discussion you had the other time with the knife sharpening people.
Oh, Jimmy Burbender?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sure. That was very intriguing, and the fellows and the people from Legacy Waters, I find that to be most interesting, Alan, as an old fat gray retired fisheries biologist. Things like that, I think, are very informative.
This pond we were looking at the other day, there's no water in it. In the wet season, it fills up. It runs across the road and down into a draining holding pond. But we could walk 50, 60 feet till we got to any water, maybe a little longer in some places. But along the edges, it's filled in with this vine-like, I don't know if it's a member of the rose family or what it is, but it's this vine-like plant life, and it just shouldn't be there. So the solution is to bring out the tiller, 5 foot wide tiller, and till it back towards the shoreline. And this tiller is so powerful that it will just tear everything up. It'll tear the root systems up. It'll shred the plant, and then it will kill it. So that's part of the solution. And then, you know, if anything else further needs done with the pond, we'll figure that out.
In particular, what is the history of the pond? Had it been an active pond in the past, or
it was sealed. It was spread. It was a wet spot filled by a spring and natural runoff. And the soil conservation people went in and blocked off the springs and left one ditch open to allow the pond to fill and empty down through the middle of it. But, you know, the ditch is full, but the pond is almost 10 acres. So as dry as it's been, there's not a lot of water there. So we were able to walk along the shoreline and see exactly what was needed. But it was man-made pond.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting, because I think a lot of your listeners would be interested in things like that, explain, the science behind it. So
yep, exactly. Exactly.
So, also, too, another suggestion is have Jim come on. His articles are superb.
Oh, Jim Amrine. Yeah, he'd make a good guest. He would make a good
guest. He would make an excellent guest, so anyway. Yeah.
You got it, buddy. Well, we'll...
My best.
Yep.
Let's have maybe coffee sometime here soon.
Yeah, let's get everybody feeling better. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Thank you, man.
My best to the boss.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Alan. Thank you.
All right, Dale. Take care, buddy. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Where'd I lose you, buddy? Yeah, okay. Any callers there?
No, sir.
No?
No. How about we just go ahead and get the last break?
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. That way, in case anybody calls, then we don't have to stop in the middle of the conversation to say, hey, we got to take a break. It's over and done with.
We can do that. We can absolutely do that. Well, let's talk about Backyard Billy's then, if that's what you'd like to do. They've been a great sponsor, and we went to them because we were remodeling our back room here, and we had this fireplace, and it was it was functional. I mean, you know, everything worked, but I'm not splitting wood and hauling wood and, you know, stacking wood and feeding the fire. I'm past that. I did that back in my younger days when I lived in Pennsylvania. You know, you buy a wood stove, and then you got to buy all the log splitting equipment and the pickup truck and the chainsaw and all that. So anyway, the question is, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just that hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed it when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected one called the Enviro EX35 Gas Fireplace Insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. You know, you've heard about these supply chains and so forth. There's plenty of stoves in stock, but it doesn't guarantee that there will be in the next week or month or future, so stop by soon and don't delay your idea of owning a new insert. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon so you will be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear.
tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Same to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
A long-time listener, just first-time caller.
Wow,
calling to
you.
Get into the muzzleloader contest.
Well, you're in it.
I got to shoot my brother-in-law's here just recently, and quite an experience. So,
the muzzleloader? Yeah, they're fun. They're fun, no question. Yep.
That's great.
Yep. So I've taken
I really appreciate the show, Alan.
Well, thank you, man.
You do a great job, both you and your wife, and I'm sorry to hear she's not feeling well, but...
Yeah, we'll give her a little time to rest. She might come back in for the time for the contest drawing, so we'll see. We'll see how
she's doing. Yeah, but I really enjoy the music and the discussions you have with your friends and things and your colleagues. Learn a lot and just takes me back, so
yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you called. Felt compelled to call the first time for the new year, and I hope you won't be a stranger.
All right.
All right.
Well, so, thank you.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year
Take
to you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Just got an email from or a text from Captain Don. Says the perch bite is on in the creeks and rivers. Yellow perch on minnows. Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you, Don. So... we figured it would be soon, you know, soon enough. So, you know, that news travels pretty quickly when the yellow perch start their spawning run. So we've got some good places over here in the shore. I kind of check all. I'm all over the shore anyway. I kind of check the places where I'd like to go this spring. You know, believe it or not, I was down. I think it was Prince George's County the other day. I was on a back road, and I went by Allen's Fresh, and I've always heard how Allen's Fresh is a major spawning area for yellow perch. There's a couple places where you can fish or pull off and fish, but, you know, it's here. It's here. Now, next week, no guarantees. It looks like it's going to get really cold, which I'm happy for that for the final firearm season, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm very happy that it's going to get cold and not all this fog and rain and east wind and all that stuff. Just doesn't compel me to go hunting like I'd like. So, big change coming. Big change coming Sunday. Looks like the highs next week are low 50s, mostly 40s, 30s. Friday says 36 and 21 overnight. So we'll see how that all works out. That should get the deer moving. That really should. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We do have time for one or two more callers if you'd like to get in the contest. We'd be more than glad to take your call. Let's see. See, that's what I like to hear. And there's a New Year's resolution from our buddy Joe. He said last year he made a New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds. And as of January 1st, 2022, he now only has 15 pounds to go. You know, I thought about losing, good one. I thought about losing, trying to lose a little weight here after the first of the year. And I think I'm down 5 pounds from yesterday. I think I am. I don't know if you've just tuned in, if you've heard the beginning of the show, but I got hit about 11 o'clock last night with some food poisoning, and it's been a eventful night. I mean, we did stay up. I did manage to stay up and ring in the new year with Robin, and then we both passed out, but I was up a couple times during the night dealing with that food poisoning situation, and it was not pleasant. So I think after the show today, I will probably go back to bed for a little bit and try and shake this. So, but we'll see what happens. Right, Chris?
Yes. We have Mr. Stan, the truck driving man.
Stan, the truck driving man. Are you on the road today, buddy?
Oh, well, right now we're parked. That's why I'm calling you. It's got a thicker than peace suit parts down here, but
yeah,
I wasn't calling in while I was driving. I gotta pay attention.
Sure, especially in the fog.
Oh, it's crazy out here, and being New Year's morning.
Yeah,
I was just telling Mr. Chris, I almost sent one young gentleman to meet the father.
Oh no.
It's just that's the way it's getting out here. It's a generation of it, but we're careful as we can be. I just wanted to wish you all a happy new year.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
Listen to you. Do you remember the show Beretta?
Oh yeah.
Robert Blake used to say when he had a cold, it was called a Farfalonis of the Blowhole.
A Farfalonis of the Blowhole.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the family has, a Farfalonis of the Blowhole.
Exactly.
I'm afflicted with a little different ailment, so.
Well, it's strange you said that, because it was about 2 weeks ago. I felt the same way. I thought it was different ingredients in one of our favorite pizza shops, and it was some kind of stomach virus or something. I thought it was food poisoning.
Yeah.
But now it's just a little drippy, nasty cold Alka-Seltzer and vitamin C.
I love Alka-Seltzer and vitamin C. You're absolutely right.
Alka-Seltzer and vitamin C. Just don't do what I did. I was in a hurry this morning. I put them both together inside my water jug, and I shook it.
Oh, that was smart.
I had an accidental discharge in the tractor.
It certainly sounds like sounds like you didn't quite think that through. So
the ricochet caught me over the left eye. I'm going to have to go back for safety courses now.
Yep. Well, wear your safety glasses while you're driving, and you'll be fine.
I might have to, and a vest,
uh-huh.
a flak jacket. Anyway, I'm still trying to get done. There'll be enough of hopefully there'll be enough of New Year's morning to get back to so with the grandchildren and the wife.
Sure.
And we'll do a little bit of celebration. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be, Coca-Cola or Sprite, but I can work that out on the way home.
That's right.
So I just wanted to wish everybody and everybody at this station who's listening, this is a wonderful station. You have the best show. I can't wait till the weekend myself.
Wow.
And I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I did that last time we spoke, but a Happy New Year, a healthy New Year, and all good times.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. That means a lot. It really does. So
we'll be listening, Mr. Allen. I'm going to get back to it.
All right, man. Hey. Stan,
we'll
always remember, keep the shiny side up, buddy.
I'm trying, I go.
Okay.
Tell Ms. Robin said hey.
I'll do it. Thank you.
All right. See y'all in a little bit.
Bye-bye. There goes Stan. What a nice guy, you know? What a nice guy. We wish anybody out there on the road today, we hope you take care. We just, you know, we don't want to see anything happen to anybody out there. We just want all of our listeners to be healthy and happy and prosperous for 2022, and we hope all of you will be. So that's that. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Where's the music? I could use some music.
We got about a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's calling in. But
oh, let's see what
I can do here. Hold on.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, I don't like there to be dead air, so we'll just keep... We'll just keep yakking away as best we can here.
All right, we have John on the line.
Okay, good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Alan? I happened to wake up and I threw on the old radio. I usually listen to a little Coast to Coast at night, fall asleep, wake
I'm
up.
I'm with you.
And then, listening to you here. So anyway, I'm downstairs now away from the radio, but I wanted to give you a call because I just moved here in Joppa, Maryland, 6 months ago, July the 1st. And it's a house that was built in 1900. It's got a little history.
Right.
The landlord's son, when he does a little metal detector, has found some, you know, artifacts from the Civil War, little skirmishes and battles not far away, I guess, from gunpowder.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're gonna run out of time, my friend.
Route 7 between Route 40 and Route 7 below Mountain Road. Anyway, it is a beautiful pond out back, and it's like around the woods. It's like a picturesque postcard. And it's had duckweed for years, and the landlord said that...
Buddy, we got to go. I'm so sorry. We're out of time. I'd love to talk to you about it. So I've got your name and number with Chris.
I'll give you a call. Okay.
All right. And well, fine. You can do that, buddy. So, but we got to go, unfortunately. Just ran out of time. Folks, get out. Stay out. I hope the 2022, our hope for you in 2022 is that you will remain healthy, become prosperous, and have a great new year.